And now on Overnights, entertainment with Simon Foster.
All right, well, let's get the latest in the world of entertainment and movies. Simon Foster, of course, the managing editor of Screen Space, joins us every week. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning to you, Michael. Hope you're well, sir.
I am. Now, I've had a little preview of what you're going to tell us about, certainly from the movie point of view. You're going to have to do a real big sales job to get me to go see either of these. So, let's... dear oh dear, they're clearly not trying to send the big ones out at this point. The American Pickle. Now, just give my listeners the idea of what this is about, this fine piece of film.
All right. Okay. American Pickle is the story of a very simple Jewish man who all takes place at the turn of the century, the 19th century. And he stumbles backwards while he's killing rats in a pickle factory and falls into the brine. 100 years later, he's completely preserved. And he comes back to life and is looked after by his great-great-grandson. Now, both of these characters are played by Seth Rogen, who in himself is a love-him-or-hate-him kind of comedian or screen presence. It's a tough sell because it's a very unusual film. It really is quite a personal film for Seth Rogen. It sort of explores his Jewishness, his upbringing.
I thought you were going to say his grandfather fell in a pickle thing.
No, it's not quite that biographical,
right.
But it's it kind of works in a strange, offbeat way about placing the traditional Jew in the modern Brooklyn of America and weaving sort of tradition and family and all that into the story. Unfortunately, it's not very funny, which is a problem with a Seth Rogen film because he's really up there to make you laugh, but has an interesting story. It's not this kind of movie that gets made much nowadays. You can imagine this sort of coming out of the 70s or the 80s. But it's, maybe wait for the small screen. Certainly worth having a look at, but I don't think you want to go out to the movies to see something like this.
Oy vey. All right. Okay, now I'll be giving that a miss. Now, Trolls World Tour.
All right. So we're heading into school holiday mode at the moment, so I'm looking after the kids with this one. The first Trolls film was a huge hit around the world. Trolls World Tour pits the Queen of the Hard Rock Trolls up against the Queen Poppy, voiced by Anna Kendrick, and her friends, Justin Timberlake amongst them. This is just meant to be good fun. It is a lot of colour. It's a lot of music. It's some very good animation. It's quite sort of mesmerising at times. This is one of those ones that if the kids have to drag you along to something this school holiday, it's not a bad choice to go to Trolls World Tour. There's a bit of fun in there.
There's no chance, is there, that just before it actually is released, that somehow we could redo the script and Queen Poppy and the friends actually don't save the trolls so we don't have to have another sequel?
But think about the kids, Michael. How could the kids watch something like that? Come on. Think of the children.
I mean, this couldn't maybe be like Zulu, but this time the Zulus win, right? You know, we couldn't tweak
Zulu,
it, could we?
Exactly. Maybe so. No, there'll be another one. This one's already taken money hand over foot. The soundtrack is huge on this, obviously, with Timberlake singing the songs and a whole lot of other classics on the soundtrack. So it's good fun.
Yeah, great. Okay. Now, streaming. My Octopus Teacher. Now, Dale's told me about this. This is meant to actually be, despite what the title would suggest, a beautiful, beautiful piece of footage.
It really is. It's a documentary film. It's the story of a documentary filmmaker, a South African gentleman who was a bit lost in his life. He went back to home to his house on the coast of South Africa, just started to do a bit of snorkeling and became very close with this very large female octopus and set about filming his relationship with this octopus, the huge and stunning kelp beds in which he was snorkeling and in which she lived, the constant threat of the carpet shark, the feeding frenzies that he often witnessed that other octopuses were killed in. This is a beautiful bit of documentary filmmaking. The footage is superb. It is a very emotional story, quite a conventional way in which it's told. It's no sort of spectacular David Attenborough type of nature documentary, but this is really a relationship story, and it gets the relationship just right. So it's on Netflix. It's called My Octopus Teacher.
And I'm told after seeing it, calamari's off the menu for good, right?
You know, I thought exactly the same thing. Yeah. How am I going to get back to a plate of calamari after this? I'll find a way somehow, but it won't be easy.
Okay. And on DVD, Horse Camp, A Love Tale.
Horse camper love, tell once again, ideal for the school holidays.
Gee, you dished them up this week for us, Simon.
I really am. Hey, I've got to do what I can do. They're not always going to be Tenet or Wonder Woman at the movies. So this is one that you can sit the family around the television and watch the story of a lot of wealthy kids doing all their dressage and falling in love along the way. So Horse Camper Love Tale at a very easy 78 minutes, so it's not going to take up too much of your time. Good one for the family.
Righto. Great. Okay, well, I'll go and have a look at the octopus and leave the others for the others. And I can't wait to see what you dish up next week.
I'll try and come back with something better next week, I promise.
No, the kids will love it. Well done. Thank you, Simon.
All right, mate. Bye-bye.
All the best. Bye-bye. There he goes. Simon Foster, the managing editor of Screen Space.